justices grant review in cases on patents, trademarks, and water rights for Native Americans. The Supreme Court on Friday added 4 new cases to its docket for the 2022-23 term. The new grants include a patent law dispute, a case involving the applicability of U.S. trademark laws outside the United States, and a pair of cases which will be argued together involving the Navajo Nation's right to water from the Colorado River. The only memory of over 80 Native American tribes lives on in Edward S. Curtis's photography. Fittingly nicknamed Shadow Catcher by those who he encountered, Edward S. Curtis captured the fleeting shadow of America's past, photographing the lifestyles of Native American people whose numbers were dwindling and whose way of life was quickly changing. Born in 1868, he traveled across the U.S. and Canada in the early 20th century, taking photographs and making sound recordings of Native American tribes. According to the U.S. government, there are still 574 officially recognized Native American tribes in the 48 contiguous states and Alaska today. Curtis helped record stories, songs, and histories at a time when indigenous culture was not well documented. Like everywhere else, tomorrow is Election Day on Cheyenne River. Polls open at 7 a.m. Mountain Time and close at 7 p.m. Cheyenne River voters will be electing candidates, vying for office in the chairman and treasurer race and 5 community districts. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.